And welcome back to hour two of the Moon Griffon Show. This is Daniel Erspommer sitting in for Moon today. We've been preaching on Gator, on education freedom, on energy. We're going to switch our attention for a few segments here to upcoming constitutional amendments. These are some very important things that are going to be on the ballot with that Republican primary election on, or all primary election, actually, on May 16th. So let's dive in to the first of these amendments we're going to talk about, which deals with the city of St. George and its school district. So joining us to talk about this issue, the expert perhaps on this, St. George Mayor Dustin Yates. Mayor Yates, welcome to the Moon Griffon Show.
Hey, Daniel. Thank you so much. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me on.
So let's start, if you will. Can you just explain to listeners, what is this amendment? What does it do? And why should they support it?
Sure. So Amendment 2, which will be on the May 16th primary day, is a constitutional amendment, and it allows the city of St. George to get control of our public school system. It's just that simple. You know, this is the reason why we created the city of St. George. When this movement started in 2011, it was started to try to get control of our school system. And we were told, look, in order to get your schools, you got to go create a city. So we did. We created a city. We've been up and going since 2024. We had to go to the legislature last year and get a constitutional amendment passed there, which everybody knows is not easy.
Yeah.
And now we finally have it on the ballot, and it's been a long time coming. And I tell you, the reasons why we want it is that we have a failing educational system here in this parish. It's failed our children for generations. That's why so many families, young families, have moved away. They've moved to other parishes. They moved to other states. We want to give them a reason to stay here, and it all starts with education. And it's something that's vitally important to us. It should be vitally important to everybody in Louisiana.
Well said. Of course, we've been talking about the LA Gator program and school choice and optionality, and the St. George story is really an incredible one. And I think, you know, from my perspective anyway, one that conservatives all over the state, all over the country, really should be looking at as to, you know, you don't get to start a new city all that often. And it's an exciting opportunity to really bring these principles to life in local government. Mayor, if I'm sitting in New Orleans or Lafayette or Shreveport or Monroe, you know, I suspect a lot of people will look at this and go, "Why? What do I have to say about this? Why should I care? Why should they care?"
Yeah, that's a great question, Daniel. I'll tell you what we've done on the city side, and what we've always said that we were going to do with the city of St. George was to create a new model of governance, and we were going to be the pilot for it. And that pilot is now no longer theoretical; it's actually in reality taking place every day. And what we found over the last 18 months is that with a leaner, more fiscally conservative approach to government, we can actually do better things. We can provide more services to our residents at a cheaper price. So, you know, we are a completely contracted out city. We have no full-time employees. And we're going to take that same model and bring it to our public educational model. So the same model that we're building with the city, which I think eventually will be replicable to everywhere else in the state, is the same thing that we're going to do with our school system. So just because it's going to have an initial benefit to residents of St. George and East Baton Rouge Parish, I really believe that what we will end up creating will be a model that could be utilized in every corner of the state of Louisiana.
That's great. Now, this one has some sort of weird mechanics about how it has to pass, right? Can you explain that to the listeners?
The mechanics on how...
My understanding is it has to pass specifically in East Baton Rouge Parish and the whole state.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yes. So, yeah, because it's a constitutional amendment that affects one particular area of the state, the vote gets tabulated two different ways. So we have to pass the statewide vote, and we have to pass the East Baton Rouge Parish vote as well.
So for those of you listening in East Baton Rouge Parish, this is really critical that you tell your friends and neighbors to get out and vote. And for conservatives, and really for everyone around the state who care about local control and local options and And you know, this idea of a new model of local governance, really important that folks get out, even if it's something you may not fully understand yet, to vote on this. What are you hearing? Mayor Dustin Yates is on the line with us from St. George. What are you hearing from voters so far as you go out and are talking to them?
It's been positive all over the state, really. When I can get in front of a group of people and explain to them what we're doing here at St. George and the positive impact that we're not only having within our city limits, but also all throughout East Baton Rouge Parish and our region, you know, it's a compelling story to tell. And you know what is starting to happen, Daniel, is that people are starting to have hope. They're starting to have hope of that there is, you know, maybe a better future for us here in Louisiana. And where, what better place to start it than in a local municipal level? And so what I hear back is a lot of excitement, to be honest with you. You know, there's always some uneasiness with change. And we went through that same process when we formed a city. And now, you know, 24 months into the creation of our new city, that uneasiness has turned into community pride, civic engagement, people that are excited again to be living in a place in Louisiana that actually puts their needs first. And education is no different. I'll be honest with you. From an educational perspective, I don't think me as the government should have the ability to dictate to a parent what school will best serve their child. And that's the philosophy that we're going into this with. So you talked about the LA Gator program. There's other things out there along those lines across the country that are geared to the family. The parents should have the choice. And we as the government shouldn't be putting up roadblocks or hindrances, not enabling those children from getting the very best, because that's what they deserve. And that's what keeps those kids here. That's what creates a workforce. That's what creates great communities. And if you create great communities, you create a great state. And that should be the goal for everybody.
So well said, Mayor. And I think, you know, the St. George effort has given so many lessons. Take a minute, if you will, just to talk about some of the work you're doing, some of the unique aspects of St. George already so far in its young existence.
I'm going to tell you the thing, Daniel, that I'm probably most proud of at this point. So when we came into St. George, we had a homeless and panhandling problem on a couple of our major economic corridors. And everybody told us, they said, this is the way it's always going to be. You're never going to fix it. You know, don't waste your time, any of these things. And I said, well, that's not acceptable to me. So what I told our team, I said, look, our mission is not to get homeless people off the corners. Our mission is to save their lives. So what we did was we partnered up with groups that wanted to help. Okay, we partnered up with a recovery center. We partnered up with a group called Keep Tiger Town Beautiful, which is an outstanding nonprofit local volunteer organization here that costs us nothing. We partnered up with local law enforcement to get a few extra duty details, and we went out there. Me personally, I went out on the corners. I shook their hands. I said, and they all looked at me and said, Mayor, what are you doing here? I said, I'm here because I care about you, and these streets will kill you. I said, well, we have some options for you. And we told them the options. Within, I would say, 2 weeks, most of those corners were clear. But that's not the success. The success has been that we have successfully removed 65 people off the streets, 50 of them in their recovery programs, 10 of them into mental health care facilities, and 5 of them chose to leave. They took a bus ticket and they went back home because some of those people were just passing through. And on the full circle side of that is that the recovery centers that we partner with have employment arms during their 12-month rehabilitation program. The city of St. George hires 12 individuals back every day that are in active recovery, and they come work in our streets. They pick up trash, they weed eat, they clean ditches. So we're giving them a dignified way to get back into our society. And that's what we should be doing. We should be treating them the way that we would want to be treated. And it's something unique and something different. But what has happened is that our streets are cleaner. We don't have people on the corners anymore. Our overdose numbers have dramatically decreased. We've also made some felony arrests out there, but unfortunately, there's an element of criminal population that bails himself in that community and preys on that community as well. And it's completely transformed one of our economic corridors that just 6 months ago, people steered away from. It didn't want to go there. It was almost a black eye, really a joke, an ongoing joke. And now people are looking at it and go, man, if we can do this here, where else can we make an impact? Where else can we change the world that we live in just by prioritizing the right stuff?
Boy, what an inspiring story, and just a great example of where government and civil society can work together to solve problems, and in good ways they should be solving problems. So, you know, Mayor, I think you're doing a great job, and just, you know, want to get this out for those who are looking for polling places and information. Go to GoVote, G-E-A-U-X, GoVote.com. And just a note, early voting for these amendments begins on May 2nd. And, of course, the election day is May 16th. Any quick last words, Mayor, about support for Amendment 2?
Yeah, you know, we would certainly appreciate everybody's support throughout the state of Louisiana. If you want more information about it, we have a website up, stgeorgeschools.com. If you don't get the information you need off of that, call St. George City Hall and ask to speak to the mayor. More than happy to talk about this. This is my passion. This is what I live and breathe every day. You know, been fighting for 15 years, and now we're finally on the precipice of getting this thing to a vote and getting it passed and ensuring a better future for our kids.
Awesome. Thank you, Mayor Dustin Yates, our special guest, talking about St. George and Amendment 2. We've got more amendment conversation on the Moon Griffon Show. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.